The big race of the 1975 TT meeting in the Isle of Man was Friday's Open Classic event over six laps of the course, carrying a first prize of £1,500. Let's join it at the start.
And numbers one and number two, and it's Percy with the yam that's leading as they leave us here, and a little wheelie as he left us there. Number three is Helmut Dahn, and number four, John Williams. Clutch starts for them, and it's the Yamaha that has the advantage over the BM, but the BM takes it back again. Now number five, this is Alex George, the Harley Davidson. Barry Ditchburn with the first of the quackers. Listen. Next we have number seven, Jack Finley on the 830 Norton, and Chas Mortimer, last year's winner on the Danfei Yamaha. Charles is away. Jack's a little bit slower. He's away now. Now he is Dave Croxford, number 10, with the other 830 Norton. Now number 11, Charlie Williams with a 385 Dugdale Maxton Yamaha. Mick Grant with a big Kawasaki. Listen to these. Oh, and that's a flyer for Mick Grant. It really is. Now number 14, Tom Heron.
Tate was still leading on the roads at Ballacrane.
Here he comes. Yes, the leader's in sight and really on his way. I can't see the number. It's Percy. Yes, it's number one, Percy Tate. That great veteran goes through the corner now. Hooks the big four away, right knee out, and no one else in sight. No one in sight yet at Ballacrane. Percy's really built up a bit of a lead on the roads here. Another one in sight, swishing round at speeds of over 140 mile an hour, in close to the wall. Number four. Number four, John Williams goes round on the 350. Yes, after such a wonderful ride in the second place this morning. Two riders in view now. Two come down. It's number three, Helmut Dahn, and the big BMW cranks over with number two on his back, Selwyn Griffiths, followed by number six, Barry Ditchburn, and the big Kawasaki. A very wide lane. Number five.
But by Balaff Bridge, Mick Grant was moving up through the field.
Davidson, it would be nice to see the Harley company get him. He's Grant now. He's Grant going like the clappers. Really fast. There he goes, and it's three gone. Six, Ditchburn. And five, Alex George, and two, Selwyn Griffiths on the triumph. But it's only the tremendous leap from Helmut Dahn. Fantastic leap. Next rider, oh, he's nearly off. He can't get it. He does, though. My word. Number 11, 8 and 10, Charlie Williams. Then 8, Charles Mortimer. And I think the last one of those was Dave Croxford. But Charlie Williams either seized or locked the back brake up, and he was very lucky enough to hit the wall right on the point of Balaff Bridge. Number 14, Tom Heron.
Now the order at the bungalow on lap one.
And it's John Williams leading on the road. Number four is in the lead on the road, followed by number one. There goes John Williams. And here's Percy. The machine snaking as he turns on the power on that big 750cc Yamaha 4. Percy not quite so flat over the tank. Of course, it's a much bigger machine. And here's Grant, number 12, third on the roads, goes wide, very steady. Mick Grant's got plenty in hand at the bungalow, no problem at all. He's fast, but he's got loads of road in hand on the second half of this S-bend. And Mick Grant is on his way, and very shortly he will see the leading two, even if he can't see them already, on the longer straight sections. This looks like Alex George, more green leathers. It is number five. And number six, Barry Ditchburn going...
And Grant was destined to break the lap record from a standing start.
And here he is, the first machine on the road. And who is it going to be? It's number four. John Williams crosses the line now, gets a signal. Here's the second machine, Percy Tate, number one. And here's Mick Grant already, number 12. And this is going to be a quick lap for Mick Grant, number 12, crossing the line now and just working out a time roughly. And I would say that's somewhere near a lap record from a standing start in, believe it or not, just 21 minutes. An opening lap by Mick Grant of 21 minutes, 6.2 seconds inside the record set up by Peter Williams, and only some 12 seconds outside the all-time absolute record held by Mike Hailwood. What a...
So a lap at 107.85 miles an hour and a 28-second lead for Grant over Williams, with Tony Rutter third, just 1 second down on Williams. Now Mick Grant's sensational course record lap. Firstly, at Ballacrane.
In the side, it's John Williams. It's number four, John Williams, with another machine close behind him. Williams through now, and the other is Mick Grant. Now, 3 seconds behind. 3 seconds behind John Williams, followed by Percy Tate. And Mick Grant is really on his way. He went through here exactly 3 seconds on my watch behind John Williams. And remember that Grant started 40 seconds behind. So he has gained 47 seconds on John Williams over the TT circuit so far.
And now at Bulloff Bridge.
And he's Mick Grant now. He's at Bulloff already. A terrific leap, and John Williams is behind him. But Mick Grant is away. Number 12. He's leading John Williams on the road and must be leading the race by a street. And really going well. He gave it a tremendous tweak right on the bridge and plunked it down on two wheels, and he was away. I was talking to him last night at the trial, and he said, well, anything for a quiet life. If I land on the front wheel, I'm wrong. If I land on the back, I'm wrong. So it's on two wheels, and he's number one, Percy Tate, now. He favours the slow approach. But it's a hard machine to handle on a big jump like this. Percy Tate on the screen and plastics 750 four-cylinder Yamaha, the mighty TZ750. But Mick Grant now is ahead of John Williams by 42 seconds. 42 seconds, the 40 seconds starting it.
And at the Bungalow.
Tremendously fast approach. Cranks it right over, drifts wide, almost goes off the road. Has to yank that machine vertical at the last minute. Looking down at the left-hand side of the machine, clears off up the road. The machine sounds fine. And there's number four, John Williams, trying very, very hard indeed. We've certainly got a race on our hands. The time interval is now 50 seconds. 50 seconds. That's the lead for Mick Grant over John Williams as we come towards the end of lap two. So another 8 seconds out since Bulloff Bridge. And now, will Mick Grant stop at the end of lap two? He's got time to make a pretty leisurely sort of pit stop and still retain his lead over John Williams.
And completing this fantastic lap, and a lead of 51.4 seconds.
Here's Mick Grant, number 12. It's a pit stop. Coming in very, very quickly indeed. Number 12 at his pits now. And working out a lap time on there, and we'll give it to you in just a moment. Number 12, Mick Grant, second lap, 20 minutes, 36.8 seconds, 109.82 miles per hour. And the crowd here at the grandstand burst into applause. A new course record. Mike Hailwood's 8-year-old record has been beaten. 20 minutes, 36.8 109.82 miles an hour, a new course record by Mick Grant on his second circuit, and that's great news indeed, and he's at Ballacrane.
Meantime, Tony Rutter had lapped on his 350 Yamaha in 20 minutes 59 seconds, the fastest ever 350. Let's hear him now at Ballacrane.
And here we have number 20, Tony Rutter, into the corner now. Beautiful line with those magnesium wheels, making his bicycle look very light indeed. And up he goes round the left-hander at Bellaspur. From Bellaspur, he goes on through Doran's Bend.
And now Mick Grant, still going well at Bulloff Bridge.
Mick Grant on the Kawasaki. Fantastic. And he's John Williams now. Not too far behind him, number four, and having a real go. Broken collarbone or no, he's on his way on the 350 Gerald Brown Yamaha. And Mick Grant having a tremendous time with the Kawasaki, but of course, a standing start this time, just like the first lap, and that'll have to be included. And on the next lap, he'll be presumably stopping for more fuel, which will make the...
But then, drama at the Bungalow.
In fact, machine comes into sight now, and this is John Williams. John Williams is at the Bungalow. Number four, over the tram lines he goes. And there is no sign of Mick Grant. Number four, John Williams, has gone past the Bungalow, and Mick Grant is missing. The roads are perfectly clear. Drama on lap three. The roads are perfectly clear at the bungalow. John Williams, number four, is safely through. He's gone 30 seconds now, and there is no sign of Mick Grant, number 12. This is drama indeed. And we wait for news of the big Kawasaki. Can it be that the TT course has proved too much for yet another machine in a TT race?
And then the reason for Mick Grant's retirement.
We have the news on Mick Grant. He's retired at the Gooseneck with, would you believe, a broken chain. Number 12, Mick Grant, after that fantastic lap of 109.82, has retired at the Gooseneck when the reason given, a broken chain. But at least he's got something to remember this race by with that lap of 109.82. But certainly I know everybody here at the grandstand are very disappointed that he's gone out with that trouble, as I'm sure they are around the course and our listeners as well. But that's the news. Number four, John Williams, is through signpost corner. And at number 20, Tony Rutter will now be in second place. John Williams went straight through, of course. And here's John Williams now, number four, coming in for his pit stop. Tony Rutter should go straight through this time. And this could even things out a little, although with the lead that he has, 52 seconds lead for John Williams over Tony Rutter.
And so the order at half distance was first John Williams, 106.20. Second, Tony Rutter, 104.84. Third, Eddie Roberts, 104.19. Fourth, Charlie Sanby, 102.52. Fifth, Percy Tate, 102.42. And sixth, Ken Huggett, 101.95. Now let's hear John Williams at Ballacrane on lap four.
Come over to Ballacrane. John Williams comes round looking very neat and tidy, wrist flicking, cranks into the corner. Number four through now. John Williams, I can see him leaning very slightly to the right on the machine as he's taking the pressure off that collarbone, which considering that he's just pounded round for four laps this morning, he's got six to do this afternoon, and I've no doubt that shoulder will be starting to get pretty tired and pretty sore. But John went round here, immaculate line as always.
And now Tony Rutter at Balaff Bridge and in the lead.
It is Rutter, it is number 20. Different sort of noise from that machine there to what I would have thought. But it's Rutter well away now and must be leading, I would think. Indeed leading by 8 seconds. 8 seconds, Tony Rutter is leading the 1000cc Open Classic, and he's Percy Tate on his Yamaha 4. And it sounded as if he was in second gear there, certainly. A little less revs than you would have thought for such a powerful machine as it left Balaff had bottom gear been engaged. Percy Tate on one of the four-cylinder Yamahas, and I've been trying to jot down a list of who's out on four-cylinder machines today, and I think you've got to go back a long time, if ever before, there have been so many four-cylinder machines on the TT course, because Percy Tate is out on his, which is an ex-Tepi Lansivuri machine. Bill Smith is out on one, number 18. Costfinder, number 32, is on one. Alan North, of course, is on Mike Hailwood's Danfei Yamaha. That's Alan North, the boy from Durban who set the short circuits alight. And he's out on his four-cylinder, as is number 66, Peter Grove. They are all four-cylinder machines, and I think you've got to go back to the...
And now a time difference between Williams and Rutter at the bungalow on lap four.
Yes, a machine comes round the bend. Yes, it is John Williams. He's at the bungalow on lap four. And he goes very wide, but very safe. And he tends to look as though the heat is off. It's not, of course, because he's having a tremendous scrap with Tony Rutter. But he doesn't give me quite the same impression of trying extra hard as he did when he was having that scrap with Mick Grant. But he's up there in either first or second position. We shall tell you which presently when Tony Rutter arrives. Just 8 seconds between them at Balaff, remember, and 10 seconds at Ballacrane, which would suggest that John Williams is catching up just fractionally on Tony Rutter. The starting difference between them was 1 minute and 20 seconds, 45 seconds since John Williams went past us at the bungalow. number 77 that Peter was telling us about, who was telling us about his troubles, Walter Dawson, who'd had trouble at the 33rd and then again at the pits. Well, he's still having his troubles. He went past us just a minute or two ago and he was definitely touring. It's 1 minute and 5 seconds since John Williams went past. And here is Tony Rutter approaching the bungalow now, 1 minute 10. Over the tram lines he goes, it's 1 minute 13 seconds, so Tony Rutter leads by 7 seconds. 7 seconds, Tony Rutter's lead on lap 4 at the bungalow, which is just 1 second less than it was at Ballagh.
At the end of this lap, Rutter was 5 seconds ahead of Williams, but in for his second pit stop. Now, Tony Rutter at Ballacrane on lap 5.
For John Williams, another rider very fast now into the corner, as number 20, Tony Rutter, now... And I make it that Tony Rutter has gone through here 1 minute, 2 minutes, 16 seconds. 2 minutes, 16 seconds he has gone through after John Williams. And John Williams went through. I'm now being handed the times officially that John Williams leads Tony Rutter by 56 seconds at Ballacrane. John Williams leads...
But there was more drama at Ballagh Bridge.
Here's Rutter now. Oh, she's out of gear. Gearbox. Rutter out of gear completely. Rutter is completely out of gear. Perhaps the back chain on that has gone as well. He's certainly got no gears at Ballagh and not away yet. Almost stopped. It must be the back chain off or the gearbox broken. It sounds as if, in fact, the back chain has gone on that. I'm getting circular signals from opposite and thumbs up as well. He certainly went right out of gear. Number 20, Tony Rutter, presumably completing a most unhappy week for him and was going absolutely fine down to here. But as he came over the bridge, the rev soared in neutral gear, which can suggest only one thing. Either the gearbox is broken or there is no drive to the back wheel, which is that all-important chain. A horrible repeat of Mick Grant's earlier misfortune.
And so onto the sixth lap, and John Williams setting off on his final circuit.
But here's John Williams. Gets the signal. What a comfortable lead. 37.73 miles to go for £1,500. Can't be bad on a sunny day, can it? Just to continue, then, Eddie Roberts, who has since retired, was in 11th place, and in 12th place was number 35, local competitor Roger Sutton.
And now Percy Tate starting his sixth lap, 3 minutes, 33.6 seconds down on Williams.
Close racing, and here he is. This looks like Percy Tate, number one. It is indeed. Gets a signal. He knows the exact position. It's coming up now to 3.5 minutes. We won't have time, of course, to take number 25, Charlie Sandby, through. We can tell you that circulating there is number 86, Doug Randall. And he's followed by number 77, Walter Dawson, who seems to have had this eventful ride. But in plenty of time to take John Williams through.
And now John Williams at Ballacrane.
And here he is. Here's the machine now going really well. I can hear it singing, raving away at about 11, 11.5. Number 4, John Williams, the race leader, goes into the corner now. Yes, John holding his head very stiffly there, and I feel certain that he must be feeling rather uncomfortable. But what a great race this fellow has ridden, and what a great week he's had. 28-year-old John William, ex-lorry driver, and now professional racing motorcyclist. John also owns a boutique in Chester, and he's proving to everyone in the world that he is a true...
And now on to Ballagh Bridge.
Two riders very fast now. The first is the BMW, the second is Williams. He goes round him, coming onto Ballagh. He passes 68, right on the hump of Ballagh Bridge. I wouldn't have thought there was that hurry, but obviously concentration still absolutely top class for John Williams. And away he goes. He passed Horst Gluck on his 900 BMW perfectly just before the bridge, and a 900 BMW being nipped off there by the Yamaha. But both the BMWs of the newcomers, I think, being ridden very well within their limits.
And for the sixth and final time, passing the bungalow.
And we've got three machines coming, and the third one is Williams. Here is the leader now, and he's going to overtake a slow man. He's going past number 53, tries on the right, doesn't make it, goes past now on the left. No, he doesn't. He takes his left hand off the handlebar, acknowledges the waving crowds, and then takes number 53 on the right-hand side as he goes up the road towards Brandywell. John Williams is looking extremely happy for what I suppose is really the first time this week. He's given us some good performances this week. He's been second in the senior and he's been third in the 250 this morning. But as Tommy was saying, he was disappointed that he didn't win the senior. And, well, he's going to win the big one. And this is the one to win. This is the one with the £1,500 prize money.
And winning the Open Classic by 3 minutes, 57.6 seconds.
People waving to him as he comes down the road, very sedately indeed. He doesn't need to rush. John Williams, the winner, and what a reception he really does get. And as he crossed the line, in fact, before he did, it was very noticeable indeed that that right hand came off the handlebar. The right hand came off the machine, so I'm sure he'll be feeling the strain of those 10 laps now, but with £1,500 to collect and the trophy tonight, well, I don't think it'll worry him all that much. We have an unofficial time.
And shortly after the race, I spoke to the first three men, firstly congratulating the winner, John Williams.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
First of all, we talked to you at lunchtime about the arm. When you finish, you seem to take it off the bars of the machine. How's it feeling now?
Very good. Very good. No complaints at all, really. It's virtually as good as it ever will be.
In fact, one of our commentators said if the £1,500 first prize was in pound notes, that wouldn't worry you. You'd pick that up as well.
Oh, no, no, I could even count them all.
What were the conditions like? They must have been almost perfect for those quick laps.
Yes, it was. Yes. There was just a slight wind which was there this morning, that was all. Other than that, there weren't even many flies around, which surprised me. I thought there would be, especially around the Ramsey area in this heat. But other than that, it's been very good.
Any problems at all yourself?
Not really. Everything went well. The only problems was catching Percy Tate going towards Ramsey and then getting past him when he was wobbling from side to side.
What about Mick Grant's lap at over 109 miles an hour and then the chain went and you passed him? You saw him at the roadside, I presume, did you?
Yes. Mick passed me, I think, on the second lap towards Kirkmichael, round that area. And he was riding very well, very, very well. I was on the next lap round, I saw him parked on the mountain, much to my surprise, actually. Very sorry for it. He won the 500, so I'm glad I won the 750.
Indeed, you've been trying for a long time for this big one, John. I'm sure it was a very popular win, judging by the waves we saw. Many congratulations, and let's hope to see you back in 76.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And another man I know got a tremendous ovation, especially around the bungalow area, was Percy Tate. Percy, nice to talk to you, and many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How did you find conditions for the big yam that you rode?
Well, the conditions were very good, but when I pushed my bike to the line, I suddenly realised I got no steering damper. It wasn't working. So, of course, I had to start off and just feel my way over the bumps. So I called it Leaping Leaner now, my bike.
A quickest lap I made it, you had 104.17. That's a lot quicker than you've been before, I think, isn't it?
I got a quicker bike this year.
But all in all, you've enjoyed it. It's nice to see you in second place there, and you must feel very happy with it.
I am very happy. Very happy indeed. Nice to let John Williams beat me. He's a wonderful rider. I've seen John over a number of years, and he is one of the stylish riders in the country, and I admire him, and I think it's a good thing he won.
First, a sportsman to the end. Thank you very much indeed, and well done on second place.
Thank you.
And now we can move on to the third place man, Charlie Sandy, who said he must be getting older than Percy because he had to sit down first. A quicker slap at 103.70. Charlie, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I ask you the same question. Did you have any problems at all on the ride today?
No, just got tired more than anything.
Conditions were pretty good, though, weren't they?
Yeah, a bit of wind on the mountain. But other than that, ideal.
Signalling stations, you sort of came up the leaderboard fairly well towards the latter stages of the race.
I didn't see Wally in the pits for the first two laps, and then I came in from a pit stop and I saw him. And then after that, he gave me pit signals. And there was someone on the mountain as I came out Windy Corner gave me a single signal. But other than that, I just rode. That's it.
I think I'm correct in saying you've had a third place in the senior TT a couple of years ago, didn't you? So this equals that. Which has given you the most pleasure?
Well, I think this one, because this is the first time out for the bike. We just finished it before we came here, so well pleased.
Charlie, many congratulations to you, and once again, let's hope to welcome you back next year.
Thank you very much.
And so the results of the 1975 Open Classic TT. First, John Williams, Yamaha at 105.33. Second, Percy Tate, Yamaha at 102.19. Third, Charlie Sanby, Suzuki, 101.76. Fourth, Neil Tuxworth, Yamaha, 101.24. Fifth, Derek Chatterton, Chat Yamaha, 100.95. Sixth, Billy Henderson, Yamaha, 100.66. And the seventh man, John Whedon on a Yamaha, also finished over the 100, 100.03.